How you guys doing? Welcome to Serious Thing. This is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing. Thanks for joining in. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for making Serious Thing what it is, because of you listening, using your time to listen to Serious Thing and making it what it is today. We're growing and we're growing more and more each time I put out an episode. Now, before we go into today's subject or topic, which is going to be brief again, you know, Serious Thing is a podcast where we talk about things we think about but don't talk about, and it might be simple to some people, but for others it might be a serious thing, you know, issues and things that have to do with our daily lives, whether it be work, play, you know, home, whatever it is. But once again, thank you for joining in Serious Thing. And I want to always give a shout out. And you know, every time I do an episode, I do a random shout out. Because, you know, we have to support our local business, you know. We have to support our businesses that we know and trust and people we know, you know, or local businesses or small businesses. We always have to support. And to how this economy and how the country is, we always want to go ahead and support them in any way we can, you know. And today's shout out is going to be to Slick Shots. That's Slick Shots, where if you could think it and drink it, she can make it. Miss Danielle out there. If you can think it and drink it, she can make it. That's Slick Shots for you. Her Instagram handle is at Slick Shots. It's SlikShotz. That's at Slick Shots. For example, let me give you one of her popular drinks that she... Damn, my voice is always chipping out. I don't know what's going on. Drinks. But anyway, one of her favorite drinks is a Hennessy Mango Lemonade. That's one of her popular drinks. You think about it, Hennessy Mango Lemonade. Ooh, that's so refreshing. But check her out. You know, you could put in orders. Even for Christmas, she makes some delicious coquito. I wonder if I'm saying it right. You know, with the eggnog, milk, and the rum of your choice and all that stuff. But yeah, check her out. You know, DM her if you have orders for parties. You know, I don't know if she does bar mitzvah, but... but parties and any kind of social gatherings, meetings, whatever it may be, but just check her out. It's at Slick Shots. That's her Instagram handle. Miss Danielle, thank you for, you know, because the first time I tried that, it was pudding shots. Yeah, we had pudding shots and those were really good, and they were really good starters for events. So check her out. It's at Slick Shots, the Instagram handle. Miss Danielle over there, keep doing what you're doing. You're going places. And going into today's subject, I just wanted to always also mention that if you have to go out, wear your mask. Maybe you're not one to wear a mask, but if you're in Miami, you have to, if you don't want that $100 fine. Or if they catch you the third time without wearing your mask outdoor in public, you get locked up. It's that, that's it. You know, they're taking it to another level. So you guys have to wear your mask and, you know, just be safe out there, man. We don't want all that issues and all those problems with anybody, you know. Just keep it safe and keep it moving. You know, biggest focus right now should be, you know, it's almost going to be August. And, you know, that's back to school time. What's going to happen? You're making your decisions to send your kids to school. They're doing homeschooling. What is it that you're going to choose your children or your child to do? Either go into school, or we don't even know if school's going to be open for, you know, back to school for the upcoming school season. But going forward, just think about that. Guys, be safe. Damn, he's choking. And I just wanted to say that I miss it. You know, I get it. And I say it in a lot of my episodes that I miss socializing and being with people and talking and, you know, giving dap. Hey, what's up, man? You good? Whatever. You know, hug, kisses and all that. But I get it. I miss that being sociable, you know. And it is what it is. You can't really force the issue, you know, because of what's going on, you know. And we just have to take it one step at a time. What are you going to do? It is what it is right now. What are you going to do? It's something serious to take into consideration, the coronavirus. And I just want you guys to just be safe out there, you know. And what I wanted to talk about today is, before we go into that, have you ever been somewhere and you know, like for example at work, and while you're at work you notice that there's somebody who didn't pretty much come off or rub you the right way, you know, but you have to respect their work ethic, you know, and it gives you a different outlook of how you view the person. It happened to me the other day, and you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, I wasn't prejudging, you know, I was just saying that, well, you know, this person didn't, maybe their approach or whatever, but you know, sometimes you don't have to like somebody, but their work ethic, you know, you have to just respect, and respect is earned. So they earn my respect, and I'm usually an observer, and I'm usually 95% right about how a person is just by their body language and all of that. I don't know, it might be a God-given talent, but anyway, I don't know if I'm prejudging you, be the judge of that. Going into today's topic, though, I wanted to touch on, and I think I touched on it in an episode called Accomplishments, where I asked, what is your passion? I'm going to ask you guys that, and I need you guys to I'm going to do a call to action. I want you guys to respond. You can respond on my email, which is winstonmarsh44@gmail.com, or my Instagram, it's slims21, S-L-I-M-Z-21. What is your passion? And I ask that, what is your dream? You know, what it is that you wanted to do that you've never done. And if you have started to do it, or if you have taken actionable steps to execute it and making it come to life, how are you approaching it? That's just one of my questions today. And I wanted to briefly touch on that because everybody has a dream to do something they love to do. And in maybe the future, in turn, make that their primary source of income, you know, monetizing what it is that they love to do, their passion, their drive, their excitement, what excites them to do it. For me, it was art. For me, it was acting. For me, it was talking to anybody. And maybe that's why I have this podcast, because I wanted to share. I like to help people, and I wanted to add value to your daily lives. And that's why I do this. But I wanted to know about you, the people who listen to my podcast. What is it that drives you to do or follow your dreams? What is your dream? What motivates you? How are you approaching it? What are the steps you're taking to achieve that dream, I should say? Your passion. You know, what is it? What is your passion? You know, maybe it's playing soccer. It could be something simple. Maybe you want to cook, you know? Maybe you want to be a race car driver. I don't know. You were the only person that knows that. And I just wanted to give you that drive or motivate you to go ahead and do so. You know, take that time out of your day in terms of watching Netflix or YouTube or whatever. Maybe you're on social media just scrolling through, and, you know, take the time to do or to take actionable steps to execute and to grow, you know, and maybe that step could lead to something else. You never know because you haven't tried it. Someday is not a day of the week. You might say, oh, someday I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it someday because me have time. No, sir. Nobody knows what tomorrow holds. Nobody is promised tomorrow. If you are, let me know, and let me know who you're talking to. But nothing is promised tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen 5 minutes from now. So if you can do it today with the 5 minutes that you have, you could just write it down, start it. That's the actionable step. You could just write something down. And if you can't apply the action to it, you put it in theory, write it down, and, you know, go on to the next step. But that's what I wanted to go over today. Like, and I have four things in which you could do to get to the next level in pretty much growing your passion, growing your excitement. Because the hours you put into your craft is very important, or your passion or your dream. You know, don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself to accomplishing that dream or that goal that you have. You know, one, tell you what, set aside time to practice. You know, set a time, those 5 minutes or an hour, or how much time you have to do what you have to do to start it. You know, get mentors to help you. Somebody who you know, who's already there, or is in that field, that you can approach and talk to and say, hey, you know, how did and, you know, that will help, you know, understand you're a work in progress. Nothing happens overnight. You are a work in progress. And the fourth one to me would be take one step at a time, little by little. Like if you go to the gym and you wanted to get big and fit, it's not going to happen that first day. You know, it's little by little, little by little. Take one step at a time. And I just wanted to put this out there to anybody who is thinking about wanting to do something. If it's cosmetics, if you love to do hair, braids, you know, whatever it is, if that's your drive and that's your passion, it is what it is. Everybody has something or a God-given talent, something that they love to do, but they didn't take that extra step in growing and going forward with it. And that's what I wanted to put out there for you today. You're not the only person thinking about it that hasn't done it. So go ahead. It's your time to shine. This guy told me that in New York one time when I was playing ball. College ball and say, it's your time to shine, man. It's your time to shine. So now I'm telling you, it's your time to shine. Don't sit back and watch everybody else. It's your time to shine. So go out and do it. Put it on paper. Take that first step to doing something. If it's working out, if it's losing weight, if it's getting swole, you know, if it's jumping higher, it's whatever it is. Only you know what it is, and only you can make it happen. The next person beside you is not going to help you to do it if they don't know, if they're the person you're looking for to help. Or the next person beside you is not going to do it for you. You have to make that extra step to do it, right? And that's what I wanted to touch on today and just bring it to light, you know, because we think about these things, but we don't talk about it. We don't talk about it. And that serious thing for you, you know? So that's it. It's pretty much it in a nutshell. You know, you might be walking, listening to this, jogging, driving, coming home from work if some of us are still working. You know, shout out to the essential workers too. Shout out to the teachers who are planning right now. Shout out to all the nurses and doctors and the people who help. You know, the people who are there, the delivery drivers, the UPS, the DHL drivers, everybody who is out there working and in the front line of this pandemic, you know, shout out to you guys, you know, props to you guys. You guys are doing a good job in pretty much helping the economy and helping everything kind of sort of, you know, keep going in that circular motion and, you know, but thank you guys again for tuning in and listening to Serious Thing. My name is Winston Marsh, and always remember, hi and hello goes a long way, you know. If you smile, they can't really see it because you're wearing a mask. And, you know, some people could tell when you're smiling just by your eyes, you know, if you're frowning or whatever. But just a small wave and a head nod could do it, the trick, you know. Now they really can't see your smile. So maybe the head nod and a little hi, you know, whatever. Or you could say it, it might be muffled, but say the hi. Now you're forced to say something if you can't smile. Speak up. So with that being said, you know, it goes a long way, you know, it might change somebody's feeling about whatever it is. And with that being said, thanks again for listening to Serious Thing. My name is Winston Marsh, your host for Serious Thing. And guess what? I'm outie. Love you guys.